the governor of the state of Michigan, joining us this morning, Governor Rick Snyder. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Glad to have you on the program today. It's an early start for you in what is going to be a very busy day for you, I understand.
Well, that's the way I like it. It's good to get out and talk to people.
Exactly.
Hear their ideas and thoughts and keep reinventing Michigan.
Boy, I love to hear that. Now, what is the purpose of your visit here to Northeast Michigan? I know you got a few stops today, but do you have something in mind that you're coming to our area to focus in on?
Well, the biggest thing is the jobs question, mm-hmm. how we can bring more and better jobs to the area. We've seen good economic comeback in the state. We've created over 250,000 private sector jobs in the last 3 years, good, well-paying jobs, largely. And this is an opportunity to continue to build on that because there's more work to be done. There are still more opportunities, but the biggest one really being in the skilled trades area.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a great opportunity to fill a number of open jobs that there are needs, and that would just bring more and more jobs after that.
Exactly. Now, a couple of stops you're making today are perfect examples of that. I know you're stopping at the Ford Corporation in Standish this morning, and then this afternoon you'll be at Coletta Air in Oscoda, and those are two primary examples of some great job building here in our area.
Yeah, they're two good success stories, and that's what's good to build on. And that's also an opportunity to meet with other business people to say, how can we help support small and medium-sized businesses? Because they're the core of job creation. And really hear about what's needed to give them the tools so they can find more opportunities. And then we're starting to work hard on seeing how we can attract more opportunities to Northeastern Michigan. Because, again, you've got great, talented people here. We want to put them to work.
Exactly. And I know one of the areas of, interest, especially for, I know you're going to be with State Representative Peter Battaglia today. One of the things he works hard on, especially for Northeast Michigan, is bringing more tourism to this area. And that's a great way to have job growth, especially for our area here.
Oh, yeah. Tourism is one of our big opportunities. I mean, if you look at the big three industries, Northeastern Michigan has good opportunities on all. Manufacturing, tourism, which is great. Pure Michigan has worked well. We're seeing that continue to do well. And then agriculture. So we're working hard in all those areas.
Now, I know you were up in the area a couple of months ago. Now, did you do any scuba diving? Somebody told me that you were going to be diving some of the wrecks out there at up in Alpena.
I did last summer. I dove a wreck last summer for a Pure Michigan event to show off, and that was a great way. We got good coverage on that. And because the Marine Sanctuary, Thunder Bay Marine Sanctuary, is a great opportunity to attract more tourists. We just need to get word out about how cool it is. And the whole Alpena area had a great visit at the community college, which is doing some great work in career tech education.
Exactly. Now, I know you got a busy schedule in terms of Ford Corporation and Coletta Air. Now, you're also going to be in Mayo today, too, doing a luncheon visit there at the restaurant there in town, right?
Yeah, that's an opportunity to talk to a broad cross-section of business people because Ford and Coletta are both success stories. They're both growing well. It's great to see. And at the same time, like I said, I like to sit down with other business people and other people in the community to say, you know, how else can you grow? What opportunities are there? We're doing a lot of good things. We've done a lot of tax reform, regulatory reform, a big ballot proposal coming up on the primary election in August that we could use a yes vote on, Proposal 1, which is a great opportunity to make Michigan more competitive for jobs compared to other states, would actually help strengthen local government, and actually not cost taxpayers anything. So hopefully people will look for a yes vote on Proposal 1.
Now, so people get caught up, exactly what is Proposal 1 about?
Yeah, Proposal 1 actually says that we'll reallocate part of the use tax from the state government to local government. It's got a lot of legal language with it, but that's the bottom line. And what that does is it will allow us to get rid of the personal property tax on industrial equipment, which we're one of the few states that has that, and it discourages manufacturers from coming to our state. So we can get rid of that. It'll actually replace the revenue to our local government by that reallocation of the use tax from the state to local government. And we'll take the burden of backfilling the revenue loss at the state level. We have a system to do that because we aren't using tax credits the way we used to. So a yes vote there would essentially help create more jobs, help local government, and not cost taxpayers anything.
Boy, and that's what people want to hear the most about, especially job creation. As you know, you're coming to Northeast Michigan, where for many, many years now, we have been the leader in the state in unemployment. So anyway, we can bring jobs and new economic vitality here, especially to this region. We're all about that here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We had a good opportunity. One thing that showed how well we can do was we had a packaging company come to Sheboygan and actually, Detroit came to both communities, which was really interesting in terms of that pairing. But it's going to bring a lot of good jobs to the Sheboygan area. So that's the kind of thing we need to continue to work on, to have it go to Alpena, Taos, you know, the whole listening area that you have in terms of continuing to build the area back.
Indeed. Now, I know it's a busy day for you in terms of meeting and greeting, but do you get a chance to take in any of the scenery and the sightseeing? It's a beautiful area, and I'm sure you'll be traveling up US 23. Hopefully you get to stop and see a little of the great nature we have to offer here.
Oh, yeah. Michigan's a beautiful state. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the great things about being governor. I get to travel all different corners of Michigan and see wonderful things. So I get a good view from the vehicle between meetings.
Now, do you get any breaks on the construction sites, or do you got to sit and wait through those just like everybody else does,
Governor? Oh, I'm just like everybody else on that. That's something we need. We need to get better roads in this state, and that's one of my top priorities. So hopefully by the end of the year, we're going to get a better long-term solution put in place for transportation.
Indeed. I know. I talk every week to State Representative Peter Petelli, and I know that's one of the main issues that not only in the legislature there, but for the people in the area, too, who have to drive over those roads. So I know that's something you really want to get working on also.
Yeah, it is. And so we've started to make some progress with the legislature, but that's where I appreciate our citizens speaking up. It was a terrible pothole season this last year, and it's not going to get better until we do a better long-term investment. We're putting more resources, but let's get this wrapped up so we can have a good long-term answer.
Indeed. Well, Governor, I know you're a busy man. You got a lot of stops to make today, and I'm glad you could take some time out to join us this morning, and hopefully I get the chance to talk to you again in the near future. And best of luck with your trip today, and best of luck in the years to come. Doing a fine job as governor of our state.
Well, I appreciate that. It's great to be with you, and I look forward to coming up with good ideas today, meeting a lot of great people. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor.